All right, guys. 1, 2, 3. Here we go. Can I get a little motivation, a little energy? I want you to be excited with me. This is Juan Santos over at Counselor's Journey, and we are going to dive into another episode all about teaching you mental health professionals how to A, start, B, grow, C, scale a six-figure counseling private practice without feeling overwhelmed. Let's do it. Let's dive into the episode. I don't know about you, but it feels like one of the most common challenges that many clinicians have is think on it. What is it? Getting notes turned in on time. And isn't it wild, like, to really, I mean, just take a step back and think about it. I mean, we know how to write, right? We went through, you know, K-12, got a bachelor's degree, got a master's, some of us got a PhD, and still notes are not turned in on time. I like to throw some humor in there because it's funny, right? I mean, you might as well look at it with a smile and go, well, damn, what's going on here? How are we dropping the ball? And you know what? It's one of those things where it's like this tedious task. Life gets in the way. It could be annoying. It just the list goes on. I got some people I know and colleagues and whatnot, and it's like, man, yeah, I'm behind on it. You don't even want to know how behind. And it's interesting, right? Because it's such a fascinating conversation. It has to do with, like, ethics, and it has to do with time management and prioritization, and it has to do with just getting something done that needs to be done. So I thought, let's do an episode, right? Let's do a quick episode where we look at 10. Excuse me, not 10, that'd be one too many. We look at five tips for getting notes done. And, you know, as you look at it, I'm hoping that they're helpful, they are useful. I'm hoping that you approach them with, okay, I'm going to try this and kind of see what happens. So here's the first one. And this one, you're going to want to make sure that you follow ethics. Recording the note. The note meaning recording your session. Now, you can go about it a certain way where you don't have to record the client. You can just have audio going. And there's apps that you can have for audio to transcribe. Now, it would still mean that later down the road, you got to go back in there and write your notes. But it's a step, right? It's an approach. And I'm saving the best one for last because something that I integrated into my own practice and I found really, really helpful. It takes a little bit of DIY, but I'll teach it to you. Number two, structure. When is the best time for you to write your notes? You know, is it getting in early? Is it staying a little bit later? Is it having a 15-minute break in the middle of the day? But you got to throw in that structure and be consistent to it. You know, I find here that one of the challenges a lot of counselors have is we go in and we do the job, right? You see the client and you see them for, let's say, an hour session, and then you see the next one for an hour session, but then you're done, right? Work is done. Goodbye, adios, right? Hasta la vista. The issue with that is work is not done. Work has not yet been done, right? So far, we have only done the live session. We have not done the documentation, the case management. So rewind the clock and go back to graduate school. You know, you remember, right? You remember that part of the clinical work is that live session where you work with the client. And the other part is where you engage in some case management. You look at, you know, what support systems you could bring in. Maybe you collaborate with this psychiatrist and that person over there. And you write your note. So I found number two really helpful for individuals where they're able to either come in early so that they're not knocking out yesterday's notes, or they're staying a little bit later so that they're knocking out the notes for the next day. The other one will be trying to, this is step three, before you write a note, come up with a game plan of how you're going to write your note. So this goes into the structure. Right? There's soap notes, snap notes, so many different styles. And it's important for you to think about what's your style? What is the purpose of your note? You know, how much information, how little information does it need to have? I find counselors struggle here, and this often leads to why they're getting behind on notes, because each one's a little bit different. You know, they have one note that's a page long, another one that's two sentences long, one that includes checkboxes, one that doesn't. And in life in general, when you don't have consistency, it just makes things a little bit harder. So give yourself consistency. Number four. All right, we are on four. I mean, we're cruising. We're making progress here. Look at utilizing codes and pseudonyms within your note. Overall, just breaking things down. That can allow you to shorten the process. So let's look at history as a word, right? H-I-S-T-O-R-Y. Now, some individuals can shorten that. You can look at any other term. The goal here really is to see how you can turn this long sentence into something a little bit shorter. Now, I'm going to encourage you not to, you know, throw some numbers in there, meaning if you're going to write down before the session, I encourage not to write down B and then 4, right? That may be that may be in the wrong direction there. But overall, just thinking about it from that medical model, which often shortens terms such as history, that could be HX, I believe. So let's, before we get to number 5, let's look at those 4. Right? I think if you use them, they'll help with completing your notes. Now let's look at number 5. So number 5, I'm going to give a shout out. I utilize Simple Practice. I, so far, have been happy with the service that they provide. And if you need a strong EHR system, I have an affiliate link with them. I'm sharing that with you. If you go to the show notes, you can click on there and get started with Simple Practice. What they allow you to do, this is where it gets really nice, is they allow you in a way to almost do your own coding when it comes to a simple version of coding. So don't get overwhelmed when it comes to building out items in your EHR system. So as an example, they have tons of progress note templates that are already ready to go. All you have to do is just write in what's taking place. And what I found helpful is to take a step back and to look at, all right, if my note is going to be audited, what does it need to have? So this kind of goes back into like you're going into school, you're thinking about ethics, and I'm thinking about the MSC, you know, things that go into that, such as client appearance, their mood, their effect. I'm thinking about presenting concerns. I'm thinking about how are they doing with their treatment goals? Are they, you know, reaching them, not reaching them? I'm thinking about medication updates. So all of these items, you can, using Simple Practice, create a template, make it your own, so that whenever you're doing a session, it comes time to write a note, it's a little bit easier, right? Because you created the system. And that for me was such a transformational change. And I think the issue that I had with notes was that it was always someone else's note that I was trying to fit my own writing into. You know, if it was at my practicum site, it was that agency's style of note. If it was wherever else, it was always some other style that I had to hit X, Y, or Z. So I took a big, big, large step back and I looked at, all right, from an ethical point of view, what does the note have to have, right? And we're all on that same page. We know that it has to look at what took place during the session, right? We're going to pull everything psychotherapy note out of it. That's not going to be in there. It looks at, you know, what you're observing, what you're seeing, aspects of their mood, if you will. You know, are they anxious in the session, their demeanor? Are you seeing sadness, points of homework? What are they going to work on? How do they relate towards you? Did the last session homework? So all of those items I integrate in there. And now when I approach the note, it's like, okay, right, I created this thing. This makes sense. And it's in line with the ethical considerations of what's needed within a note. So as you take a step back, that was the best for last that I saved there. You being able to take that sense of ownership and autonomy of what do I want my note to look like? And I think that's something that's often not spoken about. There are so many templates out there, and we try to fit our own style into it. But there's a difference when you, of course, you check the boxes on ethics, and you make the note a little more relevant to what's needed within your own session. I find that many counselors, the work that they do, it's a little bit different. You know, if you work with couples, maybe some individuals out there are using an Enneagram and your note may look different. Maybe some individuals are doing Gottman therapy, so your note's going to look a little bit different. As long as the ethical points are addressed, then you can play, right? You can play with that. And what an interesting word to throw into such a boring process. Right, I started this podcast episode on how so many of us struggle with writing notes because so many of us are like, oh my goodness, it's so boring. I'd rather do just about anything else but this. And if we change that word, right, boring to play, you know, fun, it's a game changer, right? Soon you'll see game changers like this on ESPN. Now that that's wishful thinking. All right, you got 5 tips that I shared with you today. Implement at least 5 tips to help you be a bit more effective when it comes to writing progress notes. My friends, have a great, great rest of the morning, day, evening, middle of the night, wherever you're at. I hope that it's wonderful. As you head out today, guys, I want you to give yourself a big old hug, a big old high five, because listen, you're doing it. You're taking time out of your day to build your 6-figure private practice. You are tapping into ambition. You're tapping into curiosity, and you're doing it here together. We're holding hands. We're walking on this journey, a private practice journey. Before you head off, do me a kindness. Leave me a review. Let me know what you think about this episode. Let me know which episode really stuck out to you. Which one made you go, yes, I need to start doing a little bit more of that. Or yes, I am doing that and I'm proud of myself for doing that. I am seeing amazing changes. Thanks again for listening, and I look forward to growing together on our journey.